Johns Hopkins study, no evidence assault weapon bans reduce mass shootings. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 18, 2020. A study released by the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health declares there is no evidence assault weapon bans lead to a lower incidence of fatal mass shootings. The push for an assault weapons ban is central to the Democrats' gun control agenda nationally and is front and center for Democrats at the state level in places like Arizona and Virginia. According to the Johns Hopkins study, researchers did not find an independent association between assault weapon bans and the incidence of fatal mass shootings. Researchers did claim licensing requirements like those in Connecticut help reduce the number of mass shootings. But their study omitted the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School in which 26 were killed at the school and another victim was killed in a private home. In other words, a study which claims licensing reduces instances of mass shootings omitted one of the most often cited mass shootings in U.S. history, even though that shooting occurred in a licensing state. Moreover, Johns Hopkins' criteria for licensing laws allowed them to bypass Illinois, which, in turn, allowed them to sidestep the never-ending gun crime of Chicago. But the study was clear there is no evidence tying assault weapons to a lower incidence of mass shootings. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.